is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, August 29th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today as we talk about education. Not no ordinary type of education, but like a cohort type of thing, right? Where the government has created a mechanism where we can have adults come and learn initiatives that can procure them and secure them jobs. But I want to know more about it because it's one of those things that is hard to explain. So I say I need to get the professionals to come in and give me great detail. I'm actually talking to people at the National Training Agency called the NTA. And I want us, the entire Bahamas listening audience, to understand what is the NTA, what is the objective of the NTA, and who is their target audience. In fact, their target audience is us. Anyone between 27, is it 27?
16.
16? Hey, mate, you're still in school at 16, or you graduated at 16, right? Okay, so 16 to 28. That's matured people who are looking for a career, looking for a profession, actually. And you go to the NTA and you fine-tune that skill. So I have with me Stanya Davis, who is the acting registrar.
Registration
assessment. That's when you write poorly. And guidance manager. And I have Jaden.
Jaden.
Yes, I'll be pronouncing that wrong a couple of times, okay. By the way. You just keep on correcting me.
Okay.
Jaden Miller, who is the business developing manager. And you know you have to explain these titles to me, right? What is a business development manager at the NTA? And of course, what is acting registration assessment and guidance manager? So all of that, you've got to go in detail. But before that, I'm going to speak to Jaden Miller, who is the business development manager, like I said. And I need to understand, National Training Agency, what is that?
First of all, good morning, Mr. Nuri. Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning to my colleague, Ms. Davis. Good morning to my other colleague, Mr. Cunningham, who is here with us.
Mm-hmm.
So the National Training Agency. So National Training Agency was established 10 years ago, Mr. Nuri. We're celebrating 10 years of transforming minds and empowering people.
Nice.
That's our mantra. That's what we do. So the National Training Agency has a vision of creating a workforce that is highly productive, service-oriented, globally competitive, and responsive to the dynamics of the Bahamian economy. So there are two major programs that we have at the agency. So let me say this first of all from the very beginning.
You're not a school?
We're not a school. Yes, sir. We're not. And I'll explain what we are. We're not a school.
You need to explain that.
Yes, sir.
I thought you was a school.
No, sir. We're not a school. We don't have semesters. We don't have terms. We don't have quarters. We have none of that. So we are an administrative coordinating entity, which means that we partner with different facilitators or soft skills presenters, and we also partner with training providers.
Repeat that. You're an administrative
coordinating entity, which means that we partner. We partner with different organizations, training providers, and also facilitators, those who would deliver our soft skills training.
Okay.
That's one aspect of what we have to offer, and Ms. Davis would be able to speak about that. That's our entry-level workplace training program. And we also have another program, which is called the Institute of Leadership and Management, which produces leadership and management qualifications. That focuses on productivity and performance enhancement. And the reason for that is because, as you know, years ago, even now, Mr. Nuri, we found that we were ranked with low productivity numbers in terms of our country in the Caribbean, right, in this region. And what happens is when you think about the IMF, when you think about the IDB, you think about Standard & Poor's, all of them gave us low rankings in this region. So it was important for us to put together a program, but actually to partner with City & Guilds and ILM to deliver these management and leadership qualifications. So that way individuals in the workplace can up their game, up their performance, up their productivity to make the Bahamas a better place.
I like that. But I want to talk about low productivity. I don't understand what you mean by that. I understand that we have been characterized as that. But surely we're the most hardest working people in the region. What type of low productivity are you talking about?
Well, and you know, there may be many who are hardworking individuals in our country, right? But when you think about certain organizations, let's say, for example, how many times have you been there? Let's say you tried to look for a product and the individual may have told you that it's not there.
Yeah.
But when you check with someone else, it is there, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily always have to be your work, you know. It could be your product knowledge. It can be your attention to detail. It can be how far and above you go for the customer. So it's more than just working. It's all about how you work, how effective you are. How do you apply the skills and knowledge that you have? So that's very important as it relates to the productivity aspect and performance, right? How well are you performing at your job? Are you going over and above to exceed the customer's expectations? Are you meeting the expectations? What are you doing? So all these things come into play when we think about productivity and performance in the workplace.
And I appreciate that. But how do you instill that into a bohemian workforce that you need to be more productive? What program does the NTA has in place to say, hey, you are here. Like I say, synergy. You have one apple, you have two more, and add up to four instead of add up to three. How does that come apply?
That's a good question. And I will also let Ms. Davis speak about that because that's our entry-level workplace training program. And the reason why that's important is because that is a 14-week program. And I would let Ms. Davis speak more about how, to your question, speak about how that's relevant to that program.
Go ahead.
All right. Okay. Well, now, what was the question, Mr.
In terms of productivity, how do you teach productivity?
Okay. Well, see, this is actually, or the NTA, National Training Agency, we put a lot of effort and detail into preparing persons for entry-level positions. So, for starters, we have our mandatory workforce program. That's the first 4 weeks. So during that time, they come in and we train them. So we are training them in different areas, how to be disciplined, how to arrive, how to self-manage, how to make a good first impression, how to dress a certain way.
It's soft skills.
Yes, it's soft skills. But these are the things that contribute to productivity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are the things that we need right now in our country. I mean, how many times we talk about customer service being poor? We talk about employees, the way that they engage with customers. So what we want to do is that we want to prepare them in I don't want to say every way, but in this way, or this works in addition to on the job. So before we place them in with the provider, which we'll talk more about a little later, the first step is that they have to come in and we have to train them in these areas, how to be self-aware. Because self-aware allows you to take a look at yourself. What are you doing? What are you not doing? Self-awareness allows you to not point the finger at someone else and first look at yourself. So these are the things that we want to work with them. We want to instill these values. We want to instill this from the get-go so that when they are placed in a position, when they do get employment, they know how to act on the job.
You mentioned the first 4 weeks. I thought it was only 6 months. This
okay.
cohort thing.
This program is actually 14 weeks.
It's 14 weeks long.
Yes, Cecil, 14 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's long?
No, 14 weeks. I didn't know. Go ahead. So
that's right.
Let's break down the 14 weeks.
Right.
Let me start from here.
Okay.
I'm a young Bohemian.
Right.
I'm finishing high school, or I am in between jobs and I want to retool myself.
Okay.
Go into one of these industry, right?
All right.
I want to. I heard about the NTA. I heard about the various programs that you're networking with and I can go get some training,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm showing up to the office, right? Is there like a guidance counselor to say,
okay.
Help me here?
No.
And how do you explain or sell the skills to me?
See, sir. Now, see, what I got to do with you? Because you're talking about guidance counselor. We are not a school for the 10th time. We are not a school. We are a training agency. We do not have guidance counselors
so
there.
Someone needs to guide me.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be a counselor.
All right.
I'm at the place and I say, where's your guidance person?
Okay. Also, I want to also say that the reason why we introduce these soft skills, because the demographic of people that we really, really are trying to target, they've never experienced anything like this. They've never been in the workplace. They don't know how to. It's not that they don't want to be this person. They don't know how to be this person. They don't know that, okay, maybe I'm not dressing appropriately. They don't know this. They've never experienced anything like this. So we are doing this because we want to train them. We want them to put their best foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also, you know, why we have implemented the 4 weeks training. So the process here
Start the process.
Okay, let's go to Lee. We are experiencing technical difficulty online. All right? So before we even get there, who do we want? We want persons. We want to give people a second chance. And this is one of the things that sets us apart from different programs. We want you if you didn't do well in school. We want if you didn't get not one BJC. We want you. If you had difficulty finding employment, we want you. If you had limited employment opportunities, we want you.
That's two different groups. One is person who first graduated, and the next group is persons who are having challenges finding a new job.
All right. No, it's the same group. Well, it could be. I see why you would say that. But you don't have to. There are some people in the program who never graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What we are trying to do, we want people, or the category that they all fall in, is that we want to give them an opportunity, and they did not have. Maybe they didn't have, for whatever reason, they did not have that opportunity. Maybe they lack the skills, or maybe they lack the education. So under the umbrella, we want to give persons a second opportunity. We want them. This is a place for you. And I have to say this, if you are see, this is where the education comes. Now, if you are a high school teacher or a teacher and you know a student who maybe they were not doing very well in school, but you see potential, you see light. You see light in this person. Maybe you are in a church. Maybe you have a daughter or a son and you're afraid. You don't know what this child, you know, how am I going to prepare them for the real world? You want to make sure that they're okay. This is the place for that person. And that's one of the things that makes us totally different. There's a few more things.
I have a cousin.
Okay, go on. Let me hear this.
Who has 8 BGCSEs.
Okay.
He is lost. He said, man, I don't know what I want to do. I just want to sit home for a minute.
Okay.
Can the NTA be a place for him?
No. No, it cannot be a place for him because he has many different options.
You want to go to tourism?
Okay. What happened to UB?
No, he didn't want to be... he don't go to school for tourism. He want to get a tourism job. He want to get the basic skills to get into this tourism job.
Okay, well, with those grades, because you mentioned that he has several, I believe he can still get in.
To the job? Because he ain't going to COB. He didn't tell me he ain't going to school.
He has the grades. He can still apply.
To where?
He can apply to tourism. What did you said that he has, what, BG, what, 13, 14, 23 BGCSE?
He has 8 BGCSE.
Yes.
But he is in between of deciding what he wants to do. And he said, I don't mind getting a tourism job.
But see, so you said that he wants to stay home. So if he wants to stay home, well, it sounds like no place is right for him at this time.
Okay. I was going to send him to NTA.
You can send him to NTA.
Go there and sit down and learn something for a minute.
Well, that's if he's open and willing to it.
Mm-hmm.
Is he? Because you said that he wants to stay home.
I can plan to convince him now, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, you can give him our telephone number, 461-6000.
Mm-hmm. Finish the process.
Okay, alrighty. So we are clear on who we want to come there,
yes.
Right? We want to give persons another opportunity. All
yes.
right, so let's say cousin Tim says, yes, I want to do this. I didn't do very well, or mommy wants him to come in. Okay, great. So now the process would have been that he can apply online. Right now we're experiencing technical difficulty. So we want persons to come in, and we are located on Gladstone Road, or they can give us a call, and we'll definitely walk them through the process. They fill out the application, and on the application form, we have a few options. Because remember now, after the 4 weeks of soft skills, they also have to do the on-the-job training. So there are a few options that they have. You with me, Cecil?
Yep.
Alrighty. Okay. So they select what they want to be a part of. So whether or not it's housekeeping, whether or not it's the butler service, whether or not it's culinary and baking, teacher's aid, Microsoft Office, office procedures, auto body, auto service and care. What anything else I'm missing, Mr. Miller?
Your housekeeping, auto service, IT,
yes.
Information
yes.
technology.
These are real jobs. These are
yes.
good jobs.
Yeah. Look, take a look at this flyer, Mr. New. You think this a game, eh? We come prepared, sir. Take a look at that. Thank
Go
you.
Ahead.
All right, then. That's right. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you make a selection. And now here's where, now you mentioned guidance counselors.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have employees there. So when they come in, we actually we assess them, and it's just a basic assessment, nothing strenuous,
The assessment. You say they're going to be the 4 weeks introductory thing to the soft skills. You select one of these several...
the disciplines.
Disciplines, or, right? Mm-hmm. And but you do an assessment. What kind of assessment are you doing?
Okay, the assessment is just the English and math. And we're doing that because we just want to see where they're at. Mm-hmm. So this is not a right or wrong or, okay, did you get 100%? Did you get... We want to know where they are at. And we want to know where they're at too because, let me tell you now, at National Training Agency, we do so many things. I don't even want to say the things that we do, and I don't want to say it because, you know, just like a teacher, because you look like you're stuck on teaching, just like a teacher, you know, a teacher gets involved and they do so many other things outside of this. So we help them in so many different ways. So we just want to know where they're at. And so it's a basic assessment. And in addition to that, we also sit with them, we interview them. And sometimes, you know, they say that they want to do one discipline, but then after speaking with them, we realize that, you know what, their strengths lie somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And so it is our job to also have that conversation. Okay, how do you feel about this? Or this is what this program entails because you're talking
about. So there's a guidance person there.
Yes. Yes, there's a guidance, but not guidance counselor because we are not a what, Mr. Neary? What are we? We are not a what?
But you do counsel them.
But we are not
school. And you do guidance.
Yes.
A guidance person
guidance,
that consults.
Yes, we offer guidance, mm-hmm. but we are not guidance counselors because we are not a school. We are a training agency,
sir.
That's right, yes.
So I understand the 4 weeks and selection of the discipline.
Okay.
Right? And you give a list of the discipline, and I want us to go over that discipline now again so the listening audience can appreciate what are the disciplines there.
Okay.
So if they have young students, if they have people in their churches...
Right.
Who can take advantage of it, they can actually be aware of what it is.
Right.
And then I want to explain that mechanism also.
Okay.
So name me the disciplines. Fast. Like one, I might ask some questions on it.
Okay, all right. Okay, and Mr. Miller, please feel free to interject.
No problem.
If I miss something else. Okay, so here we go. Information technology.
What is that?
So Synergy Bahamas is focused on information technology. Synergy Bahamas. Okay, so every... training provider that we partner with, they have their training on property, right? They have the training in their particular facility.
Mm-hmm.
So information technology is one of the programs that Synergy Bahamas does. Also culinary and baking. They also do that program.
So Synergy does two things.
Yes, sir.
They do culinary and baking, and it's information technology.
Yes, sir. So those are the focus of Synergy Bahamas. And the other disciplines that Ms. Davis mentioned, that we can let you know who exactly focuses on those programs.
Now let's talk about Synergy because I know who they are.
Okay.
That's not an average thing. That's a big time computer place where you can learn the skills, right? And I see that the government has partnered with them to make sure that Bahamians get access to this training. It's a price for this?
No.
It's free?
Tinks. See, sir, and by the way...
And Synergy doing this for me, government paying, but Synergy doing this for free.
And also, what Mr. Cunningham just reminded me, we also offer Microsoft Office as well through Synergy.
So it's Microsoft Office and it's information technology.
Yes.
I still want to learn baking.
And culinary. Mm-hmm. I can get the bacon. I understand bacon. I still want to know what this information technology is. Just in case a listening audience could say, hey, this is what I want my child to do. Or this is what I think I'm going to be interested in.
Mr.
Any general information on what's information technology?
Okay, Mr. Cunningham.
It's just the basic entry level, the introduction to learning how to use the computer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Because I know some people terrified of the computer in general.
Yes.
Right? Because where I worked, I got to do all the computer work for them. Say, Neary, can you upload my file? Anyway, so this will get you familiar with the computer if you're not a Microsoft Word office?
Office.
The whole office with like Word,
the whole
Excel.
Office
suite. Oh, nice.
Yes.
And now you can mention bacon. I understand about bacon.
Yes,
I know how to bake.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So go ahead. What else discipline is there?
So you also have butler service.
Are you familiar with the butler service? Who teaches that?
So we have two of our former graduates who provide the training for that program.
You know their names?
We don't want to get into the names.
Okay.
But we just want to let that this time. But we have two of our former outstanding trainees who now have, one has his own, they actually have their own business. They partner together.
And the reason why I'm pushing, some time ago in a former life, I was a butler.
Yes.
Okay.
there are two trainers who have the business. I trained them some years ago. And that's why I want to throw the name. But anyway, that's okay. They are the most proficient. And in fact, they worked with me at the high-end high-end hotel there before they established their own business.
Oh, wow.
So to see them there working with me, I was proud.
Wow.
Saying, I remember these juniors when they first started out. So they're being trained locally and by some of the best professional butlers international in the Bahamas. So that I was very impressed with them. But go ahead. Butler and explain what butler. So the listening audience who is listening could say, hey, my child can go and do that.
When you think about butler service, when you think about giving the highest level of service to any client, right? Any guest that you have at the hotel, when you think about being able to deliver their food in a timely manner, being able to get whatever they need in a timely manner, they may need you to go to the store, they may need you to drive somewhere. You take care of all of their needs at a high level. And that's important because when you think about that level of service, you go way over and above. It's not a standard service.
Mm-hmm.
It's a high-level service. And you, most times you may get high-level clients, right? Mm-hmm. So it's important to make sure that you go over and above to fulfill their needs and ensure that they're happy.
Yes. And long and short of it, you're the personal assistant to the guests.
Yes.
Right? And so I'm flattered that you still offer that at the NTA. And the persons who you have there are very high-end and they have experience of dealing with VIP clienteles also. And that's a discipline I would encourage any young man and woman to take advantage of because the training there is detailed in terms of communicating, in terms of service, in terms of thinking of the box, and basically getting anything with the fulfilling their desires. But go ahead, what else do you have there?
So you also have auto service and care.
Now you don't go through this quickly. What's auto service and care?
Okay, so when you think about, let's say you have repairs needed for your vehicle. Let's say you need your car service. Let's say if you need a new alternator. If you need a new engine, right? Auto service and care.
You ought to do that at the NTA?
Not at the NTA. That's at the police garage. So we have a training provider who deals with that particular
So you're discipline. Partnering with the police force garage. At the police garage.
Yes, sir.
And they teach you the person's training. Any minute they can get mad at me because I'm using these educational words, teach. But they train you to basically service the car and take care of it. Take care of it. Mm-hmm. Tune it up and things like that.
Yes, sir.
Because I can't service no car at all. I have to go and pay $70 for that.
Oh, wow.
So, NTA, at least just for myself, I could learn that and be able to service one car.
Yes, sir.
Nice. Okay. The wife would be happy if I could learn that. Okay, go. What else do you have?
So, we have teacher's aid, and that's done by Ebenezer College.
Ebenezer College, are you mm-hmm. familiar with them? And the teacher's aid is just assistant to the teacher. So I don't really have to go in detail with that. Yes, I understand what a teacher's aid for that. That's a career. Hiring teacher's aid like crazy.
Yes.
So you could, if you learn that, you can actually get a secure a government job quickly. But go ahead.
Yes, sir. That's office procedures. And that's dealt with by the National School of Accountancy and Professional Development.
You're a partner with a lot of people. Nice. And when I say partner with a lot of people, these are established organizations,
yes,
that charges an arm and leg, and you get this for free.
And let me tell you, we have local and international certifications. And when you think about City and Guilds, City and Guilds has is very strict when it comes to earning their certifications. So these particular training providers that we work with, they are high end. As you know, they're very reputable. They have a great reputation in the community, and we've decided to partner with them because of that. And our relationship has been great because of that.
Yeah, man, I'm impressed. Go ahead. So you have certification, City and Guilds versus international. You'll go and take that certificate certification anywhere. Okay. And then you have the local certification.
City of Bahamas and the others. Yes,
nice.
Sir. Yes,
nice.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Go ahead, continue.
So we have auto body. We have an auto body program.
And that other auto...
Yeah, it's different from auto service and care. Because ready-to-go auto repair deals with auto body. So when you think about your vehicle, if you want to get your vehicle buffed, if you want to get it sprayed, if you have a dent in your vehicle and want to take that out, right? That's the auto body part of it. You're actually trying to maintain the body of the vehicle.
And I want to stop you there, right? Do you all provide training for entrepreneurial skills too? Because I can start on my own business just by learning these skills. I don't have to actually work for somebody or go look for a job. Because that auto body, I can do that in my backyard.
But remember this now. So when you actually go through this program, right, and let's say you get employed, You can decide on your own if you want to take these skills and start your own business. You can do that. Now, we don't teach the entrepreneurial skills part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But based on the skills that you receive from the program, if you decide later on, hey, I have enough skills to go there and start my own business, you can do that. Or if you decide that you want to take, let's say, another program to advance yourself even further,
mm-hmm.
you can do that. But we don't necessarily teach the entrepreneurial skills. We teach them the skills to get into the workplace, to be able to be productive and perform at a high level in the workplace.
Yeah.
And if you decide to take it to the next level, you can do that. Mm-hmm. It's up to you.
So soft skills and then the technical. Let me let rest of this.
Okay, so we also have retail knowledge. That's also.
I know what that is.
Retail knowledge. Okay, so when you think about being in a retail environment.
Okay.
Right? Having that knowledge, product knowledge. Because so many times, I think I would have mentioned earlier, I heard a story one time where, I remember I was speaking to, but they told me they went to a store, right? And they were asking the particular employee about the product. And the employee really didn't know much about it.
Yeah, it's right? often.
So it's all about product knowledge. It's all about, like I said earlier, paying attention to detail. It's all about making the effort. Because Ms. Nuri, once you make the effort to be a product knowledge expert, who are the customers going to come to? You.
I'm a social media person. I'm not sure if you're familiar who I am. On social media, Bohemians tend to complain about customer service. Say Bohemians lack customer service, self-awareness. They're nice. We're nice people.
Nice people. Yes, sir.
But we don't anticipate our customer needs and fulfill what customers expect of us. The simple thing of answering the phone properly and getting the information, your name, the telephone number, and the time of the person called. Does the NTA teach something like that also? Take a good message
mm-hmm.
and be able to engage a customer in terms of ask them the required questions and that you're able to now facilitate their needs.
So remember that, as Ms. Davis would have mentioned, we teach customer service in our soft skills.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge part of it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Knowing how to greet the customer and anticipate their needs, how to, you know, find out exactly what they need. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and also when we think about the retail knowledge, there's a POS system, right? The point of sale system.
Yeah.
That's very important also.
But you want to teach point of sale system too?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect that. Okay, so they now, with their computer skills, they're now familiar on how to touch and order and basic inventory mm-hmm. and press cash and sale. And okay, that's nice.
Yes, sir.
That's nice.
And even office procedures that we have. You know, when you think about you in an office setting, right? When you think about, you know, having cabinets, when it comes to filing documents, when it comes to knowing which items to use as it relates to, you know, the computer, tracking everything. So when you think about office procedures, that's very important also.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if that's if you want to be a secretary or office assistant, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll be honest, I'm not an office person. So I would need to have someone from that program show me how to organize myself because I'm not used to having an office. But you have someone, once they get done with that program, they know how to manage files, they know how to file things properly, where to put in the cabinet, how to organize the cabinet, how to organize their files properly. So that's very important also.
Who will be teaching this office training thing, office procedure?
So that's also National School of Accountancy Professional Development. Nice. They also train in that area too. Okay. Yes, sir.
And the auto body part, that'll be by the police force again?
The auto body is ready to go auto repair. The auto service and care is the police garage.
Yes. I'm very impressed how the NTA has partnered with these renowned businesses around the Bahamas. Before we continue, is this only in New Providence or are the family islands get take advantage of this?
Now, that's a good question. So right now, in terms of this program, it is New Providence. Mm-hmm. We also have a program in Grand Bahama. The only difference with Grand Bahama is that they will do the soft skills part of it, as Ms. Davis mentioned, the first four weeks. But because they don't have training providers, they go to internships after the first 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we also have an NT in Exuma. Exuma doesn't run this program, but we do have our manager over there, Mrs. Christabel Sanders. She actually does some soft skills within the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit different across the islands, but here we do the full-fledged 14 weeks mm-hmm. when it comes to the soft skills and practical skills. Grand Bahama do with the soft skills and then send the particular trainees to internships.
Internship.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so Grand Bahama has internship with soft skills and internship. You go on the job and learn how to do the things. The New Providence has the full 14 weeks, the 4 weeks of the soft skills and the 10 weeks of
the training providers.
And Exuma has a program where they do the soft skills and prepare you inside with that.
Yes, sir.
What else do you offer?
So we also have food and beverage service and housekeeping, mm-hmm. and that comes under Talent Solutions. And they actually,
I know about Talent Solutions. Okay. That's who had me engaged for a while.
Oh, wow.
Yes, on Wolf Road at the time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
They're good. They're good. They train a lot of Bahamians, actually.
And that's City and Gills.
So and that's City and Gills.
Mm-hmm. You know.
There's a lot of tests.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of practical stuff, too.
Exactly.
They had to lift a lot of trays.
There you go.
I just saying. And you said food and beverage?
Food and beverage, yes, sir.
So, okay, I'm familiar with that because I'm a food and beverage professional, right? And that's why I came in under that. And I could attest for the program there at Talented Solutions in terms of what they train. And for where I'm employed, the two places where I were, they tend to hire a lot of persons who completed the NTA.
Oh, wow.
And okay. In fact, where I manage, we have like six former persons who came through the program.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, man, I mean, the program works. The program works, especially for food and beverage and also butlering. So I can actually attest for that. Housekeeping, too. I've met a number of persons in housekeeping. And they had a cooking program at one point in time, too, like a basic chef program at that time. We have a number of persons there doing that, too. But go ahead, continue.
Yes, so for the first time, we'll actually be having our housekeeping and food and beverage program held mm-hmm. at the agency.
Okay.
So we have the training there. Yes, sir.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
And that's basically how to maintain a room, clean a room, and what is expected of you going onto the job. And, of course, the job will teach you their protocols, but you already know the basics for that.
Yes,
sir. So you're starting off running instead of starting from scratch.
No, sir. Starting off running. So that way, when you actually go into the 10 weeks, and there are times when you may have particular trainees who do so well, they may even get jobs while they earn.
I've seen that.
So the goal is not to prepare you to get to the finish line, but to get through the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal.
I'm impressed. What cohort are y'all on now?
22.
20. So this is 22 different, watch this word, classes, right? No,
cohorts.
Cohorts. You all spit all these French words.
Cohorts.
22 different cohorts.
Earlier, maybe you said cohorts. Yeah,
I understand it's cohorts, but I understand what class. 22 different groups have passed
groupings.
Groupings have passed through the NTA
and
have become professionals now and onto the job, knowing the skills and can attest that this program, this system works.
Well, you know, the other day we went to, who was it, the Honorable Jamal Strawn.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, we had a graduate who was there, who's the office manager.
Nice.
Yes. So I spoke with a hotel yesterday, and once again, they said, oh, you know, we love your trainees because we know that they're well-trained.
Mm-hmm.
So we have persons who are definitely, who've been successful on the job, gaining entry-level positions, and as you, the butlers.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So we are out there. We were downtown minding our own business the other day, and then lo and behold, once again, we met the young lady who said she's currently employed. She graduated, I think it was cohort, was it 18 maybe? She's a housekeeper, so she's gainfully employed. So, and as a matter of fact, we also have job placement.
We can talk about that next.
We're
going through all of the...
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All of the
disciplines. So let's talk about job placement now.
All right.
Oh, we got to take a break now? Okay, let's take our first break. And when we come back, we'll talk about job placement. How does the NTA, National Training Agency, helps these behemoths secure jobs? And I see a listing of qualifications that you need coming in. I want to go through that also. Okay? But it's Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. We're talking to Stanya Davis and also JDN Miller from the National Training Agency. We'll be right back.
Why you look so mashed up, like clothes out of the washer?
No, but just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and yet nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Okay, school bag, books, pencils, uniform. Oh, Lord. And I gotta buy snacks, too? Just lay it
on the line. The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever back-to-school snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Solomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
Grab your camera, capture the spirit of the Bahamas, and win cash and prizes. Scotiabank, in partnership with the Guardian Media Group, invites all youth, amateur, and professional photographers to enter the Celebrate Bahamas 50 photography competition being held on Our Future. With more than $8,000 in cash to be won, snap those photos and send them in by August 30th. Visit guardiantalkradio.com or bs.scotiabank.com to find out how to enter. Let's celebrate our proud nation in photos. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, we're talking to members of the National Training Agency. They are recent cohort. Cohort 22, is it?
Yes, it is.
Cohort 22 has started on August 28th.
No. When is we started? Are starting September the 4th, next week.
Ah, just this flyer. This, I ain't gonna start talking about this flyer. So next week.
Yes. So
next
still
week
time.
You started, right?
Yes.
So persons who heard the various disciplines, is not too late for them to register, go down to NTA and be a part of this.
Okay. And I just want to drive home that, you know, okay, we're offering the training because what someone may lack in terms of education, we want to make up for it in terms of experience, in terms of the training. So this is why we're going hard as well with the training, with the soft skills, because we want you to be trained. We want you to be ready for an entry-level position. And, you know, NTA is definitely different from the from other programs because, first of all, the certifications that we have, okay? We offer local certification through Synergy, as well as through City and Guilds. And if you're familiar with City and Guilds, then you know the standard that they adhere to. So we really want persons who maybe, hi Dwight, we want persons who maybe did not excel or succeed in school. They may be feeling as though they don't have much to offer. A young man came in the other day and he shared with us that, you know, he with employment, that he didn't finish school, all these things. And I just had to reassure him that, look, this is the place for you. Mm-hmm. So National Training Agency, this is where we want to give you a second chance. We want to help you succeed. We want to place you. We want to prepare you for that entry level. And as we spoke about before the break, we also have a job placement section. Mm-hmm. Where there are different people that we partner with. Mm-hmm. And so people are coming to us all the time for our trainees. Mm-hmm. So we want you to be employed. So it doesn't matter what state you might be in, as long as you want to be a part of society in terms of contributing, we can help you. So
NTA still do the on-the-job training?
Yes.
They do?
Well, yeah, through the providers.
Okay. Yes. Providers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we want you to come in. And that's just the point that I really want to drive home. That you maybe didn't do well. You may be feeling hopeless. This is a place of hope.
There's opportunity still.
I am telling you, this is, you know what? I see this, honestly, I see this as ministry. Mm-hmm. This is ministry because the transformation that we have seen over the years, once again, I mean, you could attest to this because, you know, through the butlers who are now providers. So we have persons who are successful. As a matter of, okay, I'll keep that one to myself.
Okay.
I'm going to keep that one.
So I want to know before we transition, right?
Okay.
Where to contact you?
All right.
Where to contact you to see again a list of them, to communicate and to call you and say, I'm interested.
All right. Okay. So you can, first of all, if you need some more information, you can go to our website, and that is ntabahamas.org, ntabahamas.org. But you can also give us a call, 461-6000. And I'm really driving home, give us a call or come in because we want to meet with you. This is more than us, you know, like I said, this is ministry. We want to talk with you. We want to be able to place you in the right, with the right options.
And when you say come in where?
Come in. Okay. We are located Gladstone Road. If you're coming from on the Airport Road, and I think everybody knows where Fusion is. Mm-hmm. After you pass Fusion, then we are the two-story gray building on the same side that Fusion is on.
And I can come in when? What time
now,
of day?
Now. You can come in now between the hours of 9 a.m., 5 p.m. There's still time. We're going to start on Monday, but you still have today. You have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So
Monday you start your cohort, your 22nd cohort, right? But you say I can come in today.
You can
tomorrow,
come. Yes.
Friday. Can I come in Monday too? And say, man, I just hear about y'all, but I really won't be in this this cohort. So it's going to say classes now. But at least I can come in and just talk, at least, to the guidance person.
Well, you know, you're doing good. I'm watching you.
Yeah, I'm getting the verbiage.
I see you.
Well,
you may not. Well, if you miss, mm-hmm. we are going to have another cohort and mm-hmm. another cohort. We are always, we're as a matter of fact, we have trained over 8,000 people.
8,000 behaviors,
yes, sir.
So far.
Yes, sir. So if you miss this cohort, there's cohort 23 and 24 and 25. Mm-hmm. But we want you to come in for cohort 22.
Yes.
Yes, we want you to come in now. Now is the time. No need to wait. If you were waiting on the sign, this is the sign right now. And I'm speaking also to church people. I'm talking to people who may be a part of an organization. I'm talking to mummies and daddies who may be feeling as though, you know what? I don't know what my child is going to do.
Is this for male and female?
Males and females. We are not discriminating. Mm-hmm. Right. 16 to 28.
16 to 28 years old.
16 to 28. Limited work experience, mm-hmm. maybe limited education, mm-hmm. and just the heart to move forward and be successful. Mm-hmm. We want to prepare you, and we're going to prepare you in different ways. Mm-hmm. Not just put you on the job, not just put you with
the providers. Show that number again. I want to hear the number again.
461-6000. That's an easy number, man. 461. And don't, I ain't talking about buying numbers now. I ain't talking about calling. 461-6000. You can ask for me. If you need to, you could ask for Ms. Davis. Mm-hmm. We have a full team. As long as you call that number, trust me, we are going to take it from there. We just need you to make that first step.
Okay. And Mr. Miller, you wanted to say something about some program?
Yes, sir. So thank you, Ms. Davis. You know, she was able to share so much great information about our cohort that's coming up next week, Monday. So for individuals who may not qualify for our entry-level workforce program. For those who may be in the workplace already, mm-hmm. we have an ILM program. It's the Institute of Leadership and Management.
Okay.
Right? And you find that in many organizations, some may not provide training. Mm-hmm. Some may just provide when you come to work, okay, here's what you do. Mm-hmm. But there's not a formalized, structured training. Right? So what we do at the agency, we are actually an ILM-approved center. We provide leadership and management qualification programs. So we have a level 2, all the way up to level 7 programs that we provide. But right now we offer level 2 and level 3, and they're NACOB approved. So as you know, NACOB is an organization that approves training institutions, mm-hmm. programs to be able to actually have them in the Bahamas, where, for example, if you want something that it qualifies in the Bahamas, NACOB is the organization that will qualify you. Mm-hmm. So the level 2 programs focuses on individuals who are team members, team leaders, first-time supervisors. And then level 3 focus on those who are first-line managers, junior managers.
Nice.
And that's very important. And the level 2 is actually the leadership and team skills. And the level three is a leadership and management qualification.
How long did something like that last for?
So that's the 6 weeks you had mentioned earlier.
Oh, 6 weeks.
That's the 6 weeks.
Yeah, I could do right? that. 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
And how much days is a week of that?
So that can basically be 3 days per week. Uh-huh. That can be either a night schedule from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. or it can be a day release. It could be between 9 to 1 p.m., all depending on the organization. And they may actually have a day release
and
program.
And I get a certification with this one.
Yes, sir. And this is global. So let me tell you.
It's free too?
No.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I know that.
I don't want what's free. Okay.
No.
What's the price? You know the price?
All right. Before we get there, let's talk about the importance of this program. Mm-hmm. So as Ms. Davis would have mentioned, we spoke about City and Guilds, right? City and Guilds is related to the entry-level workplace training program. Mm-hmm. ILM, which is Institute of Leadership and Management, is the crown jewel mm-hmm. of City and Guilds. Mm-hmm. And that's the organization that provides the leadership and management qualifications. So level two and level three. So before I get into pricing, let me tell you what these programs provide. What do you actually learn?
Go ahead.
Right? So when we talk about the level two talks about areas such as developing yourself as a team leader, mm-hmm. right? Because many times you may go into the workplace, but you don't necessarily have the skills, mm-hmm. but we provide those skills. Planning and monitoring your work. Mm-hmm. When you talk about meeting customers' needs, we spoke about that earlier. Right? That's very important. Right, there's other courses, but I'm just giving you a little
touch.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. I can understand that.
And that program is $1,775, mm-hmm. but we also have a payment plan that we can go on. Mm-hmm. Okay, now when we look at the level three, we talk about areas such as motivate to improve performance. Because mm-hmm. let's be honest, sometimes in the workplace, you may not feel as motivated, but mm-hmm. there are different skills and techniques that you can use to motivate your team. Mm-hmm. Right, so you learn that. We also talk about writing for business. Mm-hmm. We talk about writing business emails, business letters, mm-hmm. right? How to write those properly and efficiently. We talk about organizing, understanding organizing and delegating in the workplace. Mm-hmm. Mr. Nuri, let's be honest. Sometimes you may feel like you can do everything.
Yeah, I have days like that.
Right? So it's important for us to delegate and mm-hmm. understand the importance of it and having that trust with your team member to mm-hmm. do that, mm-hmm. right? So those are just a little touch. Or the programs we have to offer.
I like this program.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And it's really transformative because it's a globally recognized certification. Mm-hmm. So you can go anywhere with these certifications. And that's very important.
And I see the importance of it, especially if you are transitioning from a line level staff or have ambitions. I won't be a supervisor, but commit to these skills. You have the tools.
Yes, sir.
You have the tools.
And that program is $2,100. Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned, we do have a payment plan. Mm-hmm. But Mr. Nuri, let me tell you, once you join this program, once you take these courses, your performance and productivity will shoot out the roof. Mm. Because you will now have the skills that you can apply in the workplace. It's applied skills that you learn.
Yes.
Not just sitting in a training room and just hearing information. But you're trying to figure out, what would you do in this situation? How would you apply these skills?
And when does this management cost?
So this is year round.
Year right? round.
So right now we're looking to start a cohort next month. So any individuals out there who, you know, let's say business owners or individuals who want to get more training, mm-hmm. who want to get high level training that gives
especially
you a global certification.
Companies who have a supervisor now and someone, let me put you in this course now to benefit my business.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Correct. Because what's gonna happen? When they improve their productivity and performance, what happens to the company? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, your financial standing rises. Now, everyone performs at a high level, and the organization can grow and expand. Because the only way you could expand is if everyone is on the same page. So
where can I view this? Is it on the webpage also?
Okay, so on our website also, antibahamas.org. But even better, mm-hmm. you can call.
Okay.
You can call. Let me give you the number here. So you can call 242-461-6008. Mm-hmm. You can ask for Ms. Pamela Gomez, or you can call 461-6011. You can ask for me, mm-hmm. and we'll work everything out for you and give you the information.
And then,
but it's also on our website.
There'll be a guidance person.
Yes.
Who will
yes.
be able to explain this to me.
Guidance person. Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. Guidance person.
I like that you have guidance person to explain these things
yes.
to me. I
yes,
tend to
sir.
Be slow at times. So, but if you go one step at a time, I can embrace and jump on these opportunities.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you can also register online. There's an area on the www.antibahamas.org. Once you look for ILM, Institute of Leadership and Management, you can actually register online.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but let's go over the contact information again. And I want us to shout out again all of the discipline for the regular NTA to make sure everyone is aware of what is there to opportunity. Just list them all off.
Okay. All right. So information technology, butlering or butler service, culinary and baking, auto service and care, teacher's aid, Microsoft Office, office procedures, auto body, retail knowledge, food and beverage service, housekeeping. Did I miss anything?
No. And these are professions to jump in now and secure jobs almost immediately. You know, these are things that the Bahamas is known for, or that we, like, the main businesses or industries that we tend to center around. So I'm impressed with that too.
Yes, you know, sir.
There's something tangible now, right?
Yes, sir.
And go back to the management course again.
Yes. So we offer the level 2 and the level 3 programs. The level 2 is the leadership and team skills, and the level 3 is leadership and management. Mm-hmm. And I want to also remind the public that if an organization sends 10 or more individuals, we can provide a discount for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So you can do a group rating.
Yes, sir.
Nice. Yes, sir. I like that. And give me a shout out the phone numbers again and where to come in contact with the NTA. Where is it again?
So that's 242-461-6000. And that's 242-461-6008. Mm-hmm. That's for ILM, mm-hmm, or 461-6011.
And where's the NTA again?
Glasson Road. So as Ms. Davis would have mentioned, as you come down from Fusion, let's say the Rubus gas station on the left, and there's Bahamas Waste across from there, you'll see the big gray building. You can't miss it.
Good.
On the right side.
Yes. Tomorrow we should have the BPSU, the persons who are running for the presidential election. We already secured Mr. Pinder. We secure Mr. Burrows. We're just waiting for Mr. Ferguson to secure his spot to come on, so we can basically go through some questions as to why they should be the president of the union, the BPSU. So, Mr. Ferguson, call us. Call us so that we can confirm your spot. And, yeah, we're kind of excited to have you on the station. That's tomorrow on Man Down Mashup, Mashup Wednesday. So we will be eager to have that. Anyway. Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Mr. Miller. Thank you very much, Mr. Cunningham. I'm calling your name now. And Carrie, thank you very much, Ms. Davis. Have a beautiful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.